and that it started its course in Western civilization under Jewish auspices, but that the Jewish people never really developed philosophy. It was given away to the Chachmei Atuna. It was given away to the wise men of Athens. They picked it up. And we will see that the Jews don't come back to philosophy until the early Middle Ages, when again they become almost the leaders in philosophic thought in the world. The Golden Age in Spain, the famous Jewish philosophers, beginning with Rabbeinu Sadia and the Rambam and the Ralbag and the Ramban and others, all of whom have made major contributions to philosophic thought and logic. But today, again, that doesn't really mean anything because we are not philosophically oriented. Now, the Greeks developed the idea of philosophy. Now, when the great thing about the Greeks, when the philosophers thought about it, they realized the problems of paganism. The Greeks had a system of paganism, the most advanced system of paganism in the world. Because what they did, and if anyone who has ever read Greek mythology understands what happened here, they took all of the bad habits of human beings and gave them to the gods. So that instead of man behaving like a god, they had God behave like a man, and not like a very nice man. There is a method to that madness. The method to the madness is that it absolves man of his sins. Hitler is no greater a murderer than Zeus. Zeus, when he's angry, kills out millions of people for no reason. Neptune, when he's angry, floods the world. It's nobody's fault. That was the basis of Greek paganism. No guilt. And therefore, the gods lie and cheat and commit adultery and steal and do everything imaginable. In a world where the gods behave in that fashion, then you can never have any complaints to any human beings. Whatever we do is fine. And therefore, the Greeks were never burdened by guilty consciences. And as a people, as a culture, they never were sad because they didn't have anything to be sad about. They never had the burden of conscience, which not only the Jewish people have, but even the early pagans had. And the Greeks therefore exalted joy, song, dance, the arts, the theater, which is to a great extent the Greek invention. They exalted the human body. The Greeks removed all barriers to nudity. They removed all barriers to sexual behavior. The Greeks are the ones that first made homosexuality not only acceptable, but almost the norm in a civilization. Socrates is quoted by Plato as saying that it is the highest form of love. And the reason for all of this is because their system of beliefs allowed and encouraged such a viewpoint of life. So when you hear the statement that is attributed to the Epicureans, which was one group of Greek philosopher, that eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, that in an oversimplified fashion represented Greek idea. Let's have a good time. And let's not be burdened by the rest of the world. Now, we would say deep down in our hearts that that looks a little like our society. But there's one major difference. Our society still has the conscience of the Puritans hanging over us. And therefore, the more we eat, drink, and be merry, the more frightened we are that tomorrow we die. And that tension which exists in the Western world